And now, after years of planning, sweating, and going broke, here is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
And it left the media.
Why they would give this man a podcast is anyone's guess.
And there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Welcome to the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Trapped, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Country music and fine moonshine. Finally, a podcast that lets it all hang out.
Let's level with America.
Got your boots? Ready for some whiskey?
These boots are made for walking.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And now, the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Hey everyone, Jim here, Boots and Whiskey Podcast. As always, thank you so much for tuning in today. We have Blair Elbert back on the show for an episode way different than the last one. Obviously we talk a little bit about music and stuff like that, but like we dug deep with some stuff here. Actually, it wasn't that deep. We just shot the shit and it was a fucking blast. So I hope you enjoy it. You know, we talked about it, Blair and I think we're going to do one of these every so often and make whatever the conversation is like a topic. Right. And like, cause like we talk a lot about food in this one. And, you know, maybe the next one we talk about something else. But we had a blast. We had a great time with Blair. You know, we talk about life and all that kind of stuff. And it was just great. It's awesome. That's what I love when an episode comes out like that or like this, right? Where we talk about, you know, real things, not just about, you know, the music or the song or whatever, you know, whatever, you know, you get a real sense of who Blair is as a person. You know, it makes her relatable. It makes her, you know, that's what I love. That's what I love. I love that about this show where we make these people relatable, you know, and real and, you know, like somebody like you could talk to, right? And, you know, so thank you for that, Blair. And thank you everybody that is tuning in today for the first time, for the 225th time, whatever. We greatly appreciate you being here. If you haven't already, follow us on our socials, Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Everything is there. Then our website is bootsandwhiskeyentertainment.com. We have a lot of things we haven't posted there in a while and we got to get back to it. I got a lot going on, in the personal life. I've been telling you that pretty much every week. So please forgive me for anything that's slow or delayed or anything like that. But episodes are on time. So that's half the battle. Again, thank you all so much. I hope you had a wonderful Easter. If you celebrate Easter, if you don't, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. What do we have coming up? I think we're going to go see 1,000 Horses on Thursday over at Off the Rails, over at our friends at Off the Rails. And we cannot wait for that. Been looking forward to 1,000 Horses coming up here for quite some time. A lot of great shows coming to Off the Rails. I cannot wait for Pecos and the Rooftops. I cannot tell you how excited I am for that show. But yeah, so thank you everybody for being here. You know, it means the world to us that you're tuning in today. But let's not cut into any more of the Blair Elbert conversation. So without further ado, guys, enjoy the conversation. We'll see you on the flip side. Enjoy. Cheers. We want to give a big thank you to our friends over at Off the Rails here in Worcester, Massachusetts. You can find them at offtherailswooster.com. They have a great restaurant, a great music venue. They have everything you would want to feel like in Nashville right here in Central Mass. If you're ever in the area, check out the restaurant, check out the music venue. Again, offtherailswooster.com, 90 Commercial Street, Worcester. Check them out.
What up, girl?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, staying busy.
Nice.
Recovering from St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yeah, see, I didn't go out. I didn't do it.
That was probably smart.
No, you know, it's funny. So, seeing we are the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So, long story short, right? I told you a little bit about what's going on through text before we got on here. And St. Patrick's Day is a big thing, or was a big thing for my wife and I, right?
Yeah.
And beginning of last year, we were separated for a little bit. And on St. Patrick's Day of all times. So it was, last year was tough. You know, same thing happened again this year. So that was tough. So the last real St. Patrick's Day I had was, God, the first real one out of COVID, which was 22.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah. So I haven't had a St. Patrick's Day in quite a while.
I wasn't planning on it, but you know,
hey, shit happens.
Know how friends can be.
Yep. Am I, you know, luckily, and I think I can talk about this openly now. My father-in-law had a heart transplant yesterday. Well, by the time people listen to this, this will be, you know, a while, but, and you know, it went well. So that's, I mean, another reason why you don't go out, you know, you got bigger fish to fry, right?
Well, good. Glad to hear that everything went well.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for that. So what's been going on with you? I feel like you were just on our show like 3 weeks ago. So
I know.
Like it really feel like I looked at it like you were here in November. Well, we had recorded way before that. But yeah, November.
But a lot has happened in the past couple months. Finally have Whiskey Proof out, so that's been doing really well.
Yeah, it's kicking ass, dude.
Yeah, it's my most streamed song now.
Yeah, so, how'd you do that?
Glad to see. I've been getting on some playlists, so that's nice. Haven't gotten a Spotify editorial yet, but I'm hoping that may happen. We'll see.
Sick. Get it?
But just
hold on. What does that mean, a Spotify editorial?
Yeah, just like a Spotify curated list. It helps a lot, which is kind of getting your music out there.
Okay.
But people have been liking it so far, and I've been hearing a lot of great things when I run into people or just been having, you know, hearing great responses, you know, people reaching out to me. So that's been really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and then
it is great. It's a great song.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, there's no yodeling, but
whatever. No, we're not yet.
We'll forgive you this time.
I know.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think overall with every, you know, I love everything you have out. But this one is the most, I hate to say it this way, like, but most radio friendly, if you will.
Yes.
You know, and that's huge. That's huge for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course.
It's been, you know, a lot of first for me for this song. So I'm just exciting to get new music out and, you know, get rocking with Whiskey Proof. I'm happy that people are liking it.
Now, with the success of this song so far, right? I mean, it's only been from when we're talking, what's that, a week old, pretty much?
It's came out February 23rd.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you serious?
A couple weeks.
God, time is flying by, girl.
I know.
Holy shit.
We're already almost done with March.
God. Yeah. Damn. All right. So it's been out more than a week or two.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of doors have opened with the success of this song in the last month?
I mean, I guess whenever you just have a song that starts doing pretty well, I've gotten a few more songwriting opportunities coming up, which I'm really excited getting to work with a few new people.
Nice.
Really just focusing on a lot on songwriting this year and getting some more music out. Maybe getting back in the studio as of today.
What?
Yes. So we're just keeping at it really and just getting, I mean, my main goal this year was just get some more music out, and we're just keep rocking at it.
That's awesome.
I've had some more people just reaching out to me, I guess, seeing the song on social media and listening to it. So it's been really cool. I've had some, you know, other people in the industry that I'd maybe want to be working with reaching out. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, did you write the whole song yourself or did you have other help?
I wrote this one with my good friend Claire Carruthers. She's also been a writer on my two other songs nice. That are out. We went to college together, so we've been friends for a while, and she just really understands. She's really, you know,
being friends, it makes it a lot easier. I can tell her everything.
Right.
And so she just kind of understands my style and my sound. So the two of us got together and wrote this one.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. So now, when I have this, like, this image in my brain, right, where, like, you guys just sitting on the couch, you know, shoes off, glasses of wine everywhere, and, like, pizza boxes. Is that kind of how it goes?
It kind of, especially when we wrote this one, I want to say it was basically that. We were over at my house sitting on my couch, and especially when the two of us are together, it's usually just at one of our houses. We also, depends on who I'm writing with, usually. Either do it at my place or go over to my co-writers, apartment houses. Sometimes they have a room, like a conference room or something that we can write in. Or I have a few friends that have their home studios.
Yeah.
So that's always fun when I get to be in a little studio setting for writing sessions. So it really just depends.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's just hanging out, writing a song on the couch.
That's awesome. That's you're living the life, Blair. Like, God. So what did you do last night for St. Patrick's Day?
It was more so a day event.
Oh, day drinking is the best.
Yeah.
There is nothing legitimately better than that.
I had told myself, I told everyone, I was like, I'm not, I'm just going to stay home. I'm just going to have a relaxing St. Patrick's Day. And then I had a friend text me and say that they were going out. So I had to get a green beer, and you know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do some Irish car bombs.
Oh, my God. You can't say that. That's racist.
Oh, it is?
I think so. Wasn't that a thing not too long ago where, like, you couldn't say Irish car bomb because it was like...
I think I did see that.
Offensive to people in Northern Ireland. It's like, well, then don't bomb cars, bro. I don't know.
Had a few of those, bopped around Nashville.
Nice.
And we had a good time.
Yeah. Did you hit up down Lower Broadway, or did you go to, like, the other real places?
We kind of went all over. I was in West Nashville, which is more of just, like, local bars.
Yeah.
And then, did make our way down to Broadway.
Yeah. I it happens, right?
Yep, now, it happens.
All right, let me ask you this, because you've been up here to Boston, right?
Yes.
Now, Boston's a small town, right?
Yeah.
Now, you can kind of bebop if I just showed my age when I said bebop. You can kind of make your way around the city drinking. Like, is that how Nashville is? Like, if you're in West Nashville or East Nashville or whatever, like, could you just keep bar hopping all the way down to downtown, or do you have to, like, all right, well, if we're in the Gulch, we got to get a fucking Uber to, Lower Broadway or Midtown,
It kind of depends on the area you're in. We just hadn't been out in West Nashville in a while. There's just a few local bars that we wanted to go to. You can kind of walk around to that area depending on what street you're on. But it really just depends.
Yeah.
I know, like, I live in East Nashville, and I love going out in East Nashville. But there's an area over here called Five Points, and there's a few different bars over there, so you can kind of walk if you hop around.
Right.
If you're in certain areas, you're able to walk and just hop around to different bars.
Yeah.
Unless you have, like, a specific place in mind, then Uber. But
now, you know that we are a no holds bar kind of show, right?
Yes.
Let me get your take, because you're there, right? What happened to that kid that was at Luke Bryan's bar?
Oh my gosh. They still haven't found him.
I know.
And here
we are gossiping about it like we're fucking children. But, like, seriously, like, he, like, just, like, vanished.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different, I've seen, and, like, I guess just on social media and the news, I've just seen a lot of different things, and I genuinely have no idea. I don't even know if anyone actually knows what happens.
Right.
What happened.
Right, because it even seems like nobody that was there knows what happens either.
No.
Knows what happened. Like, it's the wildest thing.
I have no idea. I mean, I think it's been over a week now.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Yeah, the timing of us recording, it's been a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, when this comes out, it could be a whole different story, but.
I know. I mean, I hope he's found, but I genuinely don't know.
Well, now, wasn't there a big problem, and probably still is, right, with, you know, drinks being tainted down in Lower Broadway not too long ago?
Yeah, it happens a lot. Right. When you would think it does. I play down there frequently, and luckily it hasn't happened to me, but I've had a few friends and people in bands that have gotten drinks that have been spiked from people. So you just have to be really careful. Like,
that's,
I don't,
wild.
If people want to buy me and my band drinks, I usually have a bartender like get our order and they make sure they bring it over.
Yeah.
Unless someone I know, but
no, absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. You got to play it safe.
Yeah, and it's even sometimes it's not even a rhyme or a reason to it. They're just doing, like, they're just people out doing it.
Right, right. I have a friend that lives in Nashville, and her husband were down in Lower Broadway one night, and it happened to them.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, yeah. It's just wild. It's absolutely wild. Like, honestly makes me never want to go to Lower Broadway again.
No, it's a fun time, but you really do have to be careful,
right?
These days.
Yeah. And it doesn't even matter. Male, female. It does not matter.
It's everyone.
And it's like, who, you know, like, what kind of asshole is doing shit like this?
I have no idea.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
But I'm hoping that maybe that didn't happen to him, but I genuinely think it's a very big possibility.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, honest to God, I know we kind of like, you know, kind of giggled at it, but I really hope that, you know, a positive outcome comes from it. You mm-hmm. know, as much as I hate to say I'm not hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, it just sucks. It really sucks to see shit like that.
It's scary also when it's happening. You know, it's scary to see, and when it's in your city, you don't think that those, you don't want to think those things happen.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. So you said you lived in East Nashville, right?
Yes.
Now, is that the same area where the tornadoes went through not like a couple years ago?
Yes, it is. I wasn't over in this area then. I've lived a couple places around Nashville. Every cardinal direction, actually.
Nice.
And so I wasn't over here in East when that happened, but yeah, I know that a lot of this area, East Nashville, probably got the worst of it in the city. So I know that they still, I think majority of it's all back now, but it was really, really bad when
yeah.
that did happen.
Yeah, it was scary.
I know a few people that lived over here and they like lost their houses and stuff. Jesus. So yeah,
wild. It's wild. So oh God, I just had a stroke thinking about what I was saying. All right, so we're in the studio recording again as of today.
Yes.
What's that timetable look like? What are we doing? Are we just doing a single? Are we doing like? Are you going to give me an EP? Are you going to give me an album? What are you doing?
This one's just a single, but
Blair, what the fuck?
I know, but I think I may be wanting to work on an EP here.
All right. Blair, just take these fucking songs and put them together and be like, here's my EP. Like, that's all you gotta do.
I know. I've also thought about that. I'd want to add
add a song or two to it, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. That's what you could do. You could record this song, right, that you're recording now,
mm-hmm.
and just throw it on the EP and just be like, here's a new song and two or three others that you already know.
I have thought about that, actually.
Look at that. I will take the royalties for that.
Oh, perfect.
I'll take my
welcome cents. To the music bit.
I'll take my 7 cents after you get your 7 cents. It'll be great.
There you go. There you go.
Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that ridiculous?
Oh gosh, I think I have seen something that they're trying to get. I don't know what.
Yeah.
If it's
yeah.
Go through. They're trying to get more payment off of streaming, which would be great.
Right. Why can't it? You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I think if you polled people And they were like, hey, listen, if we have to increase Spotify or Apple Music by another $5 a month to, you know, offset. Yeah, I mean, they probably don't even need to do that. Like, would you do it? I'd be like, yeah.
With keeping that Central Mass vibe going, we have to thank our friends over at the DCU Center. Again, here in Worcester, DCUCenter.com. They are the premier venue here in Central Massachusetts. They are a mid-size arena. They're the home of the Worcester Railers, the Massachusetts Pirates. Numerous concerts, numerous events. Check them out, DCUCenter.com. They are at 50 Foster Street, right here in Worcester. Cheers.
Absolutely, 100%.
So we'll see.
Right.
That would be very nice.
I mean, especially for, like, you know, guys and girls like you. You know, you're getting, you know, you're getting traction, you're getting all these things, and, you know, you still are, you know, 150,000 streams short of making a buck. Like, it's unbelievable.
I know. A lot of people don't even realize how many streams you actually have to get to be, you know, making money off what you're doing.
Right. It's wild.
It's crazy.
It's almost like you work for free.
Yeah, basically.
You know?
So you have that hit song.
Right. Right. Speaking of working for free, when you are out playing, like, you're not playing tonight, obviously, because you're talking to me. How often are you trying to play? I mean, I know we talked about it last time, but I feel like it might be a little more this time.
Yeah. So right now my band here in Nashville, we play downtown about 3 times a week. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday on the weekends. And then I'll do writers rounds and band showcases, just kind of sporadically spread out whenever those pop up. I'm hoping to do a little bit more traveling this year. We'll see. I'm kind of just seeing where it takes me.
Yeah.
That's definitely a goal. So yeah, just definitely playing out more. I've been taking a little bit of a break this past week. My voice has been tired, so I just want to make sure everything's okay with it.
Well, when you're drinking fucking Irish car bombs on a Sunday afternoon.
I know, probably not the best thing. But,
probably not.
But started feeling better, so that's good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I took this week to just take a little relaxing
time. Yeah, just chill out.
But we'll be back at it and playing out.
Sweet. No, you know, I wanted to ask you about, you brought it up. Writer's rounds, you know, because if anybody that's listening to this that's been to Nashville, they know that, you know, when you're in the bars in Lower Broadway or whatever, you know, you have your tip buckets and all that jazz, right?
Yes.
But when you go to somewhere like the Listening Room or something like that, and it's very, like, you know, people are there for a purpose, right? And again, you don't have to get too into it, and you can tell me to fuck myself, that's totally fine, but, like, how does that benefit you financially? Does it?
Most of the time, it doesn't.
Okay.
I know the Listening Room does. But a majority of the ones around town are, you're just playing to get your songs out there.
No shit.
Isn't
that a fucking crock too? Let's be real. Not talking shit, right? But
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know I do know that some of the rounds I've played are really working to try and they want to be able to play their artists, but I mean, a lot of the time, I don't really know what it is, but a lot of the time it's just to kind of get your name out there. And
right. And there's nothing wrong with that either, you know, at all.
Yeah.
I guess you got to balance it, right? You got to take those shitty cover gig nights to, you know, play your original tunes that you hope, you know, somebody important is in the crowd to hear.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, majority of those, for the most part, you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Which is but...
Yeah, but...
You do what you gotta do, I guess.
Right, you know, I mean, true.
And, I mean, you do get a lot of networking through it.
Sure.
Songwriters, which eventually, you know, can lead to writing sessions with them, and a bunch of industry people, depending on where it's at and what writer's round it is, a lot of industry people go out to watch. So you never really know who's going to be there.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You never know. Even in, you know, when you're playing those cover songs on Lower Broadway, yeah, like you never know who's going to be there.
So it's always good to be on your, obviously you always want to be on your A game, but you know, it's, I guess that's one way that you can get exposure, and I guess luck of the draw, I guess sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, speaking of never knowing who's around, you know, since you've been in Nashville, have you had the opportunity or the chance to run into anybody that's like, you know, like, oh my God, look at who it is?
I did. Sometimes at the airport, I'll run into people, actually.
Really?
I recently ran into, I know when I was at the airport, I did run into the lead singer of ZZ Top.
Sick.
So that was awesome.
That's and Billy Gibbs.
Yes. I got a picture of him.
That's awesome. That's great.
I do know, it is crazy because sometimes you will run into hit songwriters that, you know, probably just your normal listener wouldn't even know who they are.
Right.
Unless they're one of the big dogs. But I've ran into some really big songwriters kind of just randomly recently, which has been really cool.
That is cool.
And then I'm trying to think. You can run into people anywhere here. I did remember one day I was driving home from the gym and I saw this group of people standing outside this like store, I guess. And I was like, something's going on over there. And so, of course, I turned around because I was nosy and wanted to know what was going on. And Keith Urban was out there.
Damn.
So I saw him on the side of the road.
Huh.
But gosh, I'm trying to think recently. It depends on the day, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, sometimes there will be times where I'll run into people all the time and then there'll just be
like a lull.
Don't see anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I mean,
very hit or miss.
Right, right. And I'm sure it's the time of year and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Is a huge part of that.
It definitely does.
Nice. So we learned about you last time that you can yodel.
And yes.
I called you in the last episode the yodeling queen of Nashville. Now, are we ever going to get a Blair Elbert yodeling tune?
I've been thinking about it.
Are you just saying that to appease me?
I feel like I need to do it.
I think you do. Like
I've considered doing a cover of a yodeling song.
Yeah, but nobody knows yodeling tunes. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So even to the average listener, no one would know what it is.
Okay.
So I've thought about doing that because that would just be kind of a cool thing because there's a few that I've just been singing, gosh, almost my entire life. So I've considered doing that. I do have a live recording of a yodeling song that is out on Spotify from years and years ago.
Stop it. Is there?
Yes.
Oh, now I'm going to have to look.
It's under the Cactus Cuties because it was when I was with
my senior. That's right. That's right. It's when you were on your Disney show.
But it's on there. It's very old. But I've either considered doing like one of the yodeling songs I've been doing for a really long time, or if I can get in with the right riders, it would have to be a certain rider, I feel like, because
right,
it would need to be a certain song to be able to fit the yodeling into it.
Now, forgive me, I might step on your toes here, but has yodeling kind of died? Like the popularity of it? Like
maybe.
Okay.
But I don't know. You never really, I don't run into many people that yodel.
That's true. Like, I don't know if it was like, you know, like polka music, you know what I mean? Like nobody listens to polka music, but then there they all are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You go to a polka thing and it's like, holy shit, where did you fucking people come from?
Yeah. So I don't know if it was necessarily died. I don't think it's like huge. It's not really huge to begin with. Like, you don't really meet many yodelers.
Right. Okay.
But I have met maybe a couple people now that I found out yodeled. So that's fun. Oh, recently found out that Casey Musgraves yodeled, and I had no idea.
Really?
Yes. My friend sent me a video of her from when she was younger.
Huh.
So that was, I mean, there are actually more people out there maybe than I think that do.
My girl, Kata Hay, she yodels.
Oh, also, Jewel does.
Well, come on. Of course she does. She's fucking Jewel.
I'm trying to think who else. Oh, Leanne Rimes, obviously.
I love you how you said obviously, like, if you don't know that, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Oh.
Like, oh, excuse us, Blair.
Well, Blue is a yodeling song.
Is it?
I consider it a yodeling song.
Oh, okay, but, like, sings that song. So when you say a yodeling song, does that mean it could be done either way? It could be, like, sung, or it could be yodeled?
Oh, you're right. I guess I've considered it a yodeling song, but
I'm asking. I don't know, Blair. I'm a moron. Okay.
You can sing it normally, but I don't. I consider it a yodeling song.
Okay, fair enough. So, like, you could yodel Blue.
Yeah.
Yodel Blue. That sounds so weird, but sounds so right too.
Yeah. But I don't know. It is fun that I have ran into. I have ran into some people and then just end up, I did for a little bit have some people that had seen my yodeling video on TikTok and they were like, oh my gosh, I was trying to figure out how I know you and I've seen your yodeling video. And I ran into a guy, he was like, I yodel too. So it was kind of fun to meet some other underground yodelers.
Wait a minute. This is going to sound so sexist and arrogant and ignorant, rather. Guys can yodel?
Yeah.
I thought that was a strictly, like, female because of the vocal cord, you know, thing. I thought that was a strictly female hidden talent.
No. There's guy yodelers.
Oh, doesn't Mason Ramsey, Gordon Ramsay, whatever the hell that little kid's name is. Didn't he yodel?
Yes. I call him my yodeling king.
Why?
I'm upset. My friends and I love Mason Ramsey.
But yeah, he's a cool ass dude. But
yes,
you know,
well, he was the original Walmart yodel kid.
I know that. What do you mean the original? Has there been other Walmart yodeling kids since then?
No.
Okay. I gotta get. What's his name? Mason Ramsey.
Mason Ramsey.
That's right. I gotta get him on this show.
Oh my gosh, I know.
I think the first question I'd ask her would be like him. Huh?
I really want to do a song with him.
You, dude, let's do it up. Let's get it going. We'll get it happening. What happened?
He follows me on TikTok now.
He does?
Yeah.
Isn't he like 15 years old now?
I think he's
gotta be young.
He can drive. I think he may be 17.
Okay. Yeah, but my first question to him would be like, bro, how does it feel to come out of obscurity?
I know.
To be like somebody like the world. You're a fucking viral sensation that just so happened to strike it.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's coming back and I keep up with Mason Ramsey.
No, I mean, it's awesome.
I have to. But he's putting out new music now.
Yeah, so. I saw that.
He's back in the game.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for the Boots and Whiskey podcast to, you know, be like, listen, we both came from obscurity. Let's do it. And then I'll just conference you in and I'll be like, and this is Blair Elbert.
Please.
Could you imagine bamboozle him? Just be like, hey, I know it's a conversation between us, but here's your biggest fan.
I'm hoping that one day... Maybe one day we can make something happen. I'm sure we can.
You put it out in the universe, anything can happen.
I know. I've had it on my goal list for a minute.
What? Oh, be
along with Mason Ramsey.
Keep up, Jim. Jesus. I mean, that's not a bad goal to have.
I know. I think it could work.
Like, not for, and please don't take this the wrong way, but I think that's a very obtainable goal.
So do I.
You know, like, I think it
can happen.
Right, because honestly, out of the females in this town that are, like, up and coming, like, you're, like, at the top of the list.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I mean it. You know, you've got the voice, you've got the songs. Like, it's fantastic.
I'm excited. I'm hoping I can make that happen, but.
No, you can. You can. Absolutely. You can do whatever you want.
We're going to work on it.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a good year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to write and record with Gordon Ramsay. Mason Ramsay's third uncle or something. I don't know.
I'll do a Mason Ramsay and a Gordon Ramsay can help me learn how to cook.
Oh, I'm sure you could cook just fine.
I'm not terrible, actually.
No? I can cook. What do you like to cook? Look at where this fucking conversation has gone this time, Blair.
No, how did we get here?
Who cares? It's awesome. What's your favorite thing to cook?
I've actually gotten really good at making a reverse seared steak.
What the fuck did you just say? What?
So my mom's husband, my stepdad now, he is a really, really, really good cook.
Yeah.
And he gave me a recipe for a reverse seared steak, and you basically cook it in the oven first, and then you do it on the cast iron. And I've started perfecting it.
Nice.
And I can make it perfect temperature, which is great.
I knew what you meant. I just was like blown away that you said it.
That is what I will take credit for that. I am getting very good at making.
So
that.
You want to hear this is a true story. I am not making this shit up. And I just turned 37 years old a few weeks ago, and I have to come out and admit, it's been 37 years, and I do not know how to make grilled cheese.
Oh my gosh. I can make a good grilled cheese. My dad was always really, really good at making grilled cheese.
I don't know how. Like, I can't, it doesn't make sense to me.
My roommate taught me a trick. I made fun of her for the first time she tried to make me a grilled cheese, but it's actually really good. Instead of putting butter on the bread when you do it in the pan, put mayonnaise.
Yes. Yes. That's the way the Southerners do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's delicious. And you got to use Duke's when you do it.
There's a little hack.
Yeah. Life hack. Yes. I'm with you. Now, what about you? What's up?
Now we got to thank our friends on the North Shore, the Porch Southern Fair and Juke Joint. Our buddy Jonathan Post is the head chef and owner of the Porch. They are at 175 Rivers Edge Drive, right in Medford, Massachusetts. Don't want to miss this place. They have some of the best food in the region. Jonathan has brought his Nashville roots here to New England, with the food, with the hospitality, and most of all, the music. Check them out, theporchsouthern.com.
Something that you can't cook, like, no matter what you fucking try to do.
Gosh. See, I feel like I'd be fairly good at cooking a majority of things whenever I make myself cook.
All right.
And don't get takeout.
Okay, fair enough. Like, can or you go bake? Eat out. This is another fucking sexist comment or question, but like, do you bake? Do you know how to bake?
I feel like I can bake pretty well. For a while there when I was younger, I wanted to go to culinary school. That was one of my... Yes. I was a big food, avid Food Networker watcher.
That's awesome. My wife went to Le Cordon Bleu for pastry.
Oh, yes. A pastry chef.
Oh my god, she's great at it. She's absolutely fantastic. And I hate that shit. I don't like it. And but like when she makes cakes and frostings from scratch, it's like, damn, it's like a food group.
I'm gonna have to learn how to make macaroons. That was always the one thing.
She made macaroons a couple of years ago, I think during COVID. And let me tell you, what a pain in the ass that is.
I've watched plenty about it, so I'm aware of how long it takes and how hard it is.
Holy shit, like it literally took her and my stepson all day to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And she's like, this is literally how you have to do it. And I was like, this does not seem worth it. Just go to the fucking store.
Yeah, I just buy them.
Right. It was unbelievable, but they enjoyed it. They had fun.
I don't know, something I've been trying to get better at is actually cooking and making food.
Do you have a here we go again. Do you have a food you don't like? All right, yeah. What's your least favorite food, Blair?
I'm trying to think. I'm kind of one of those people that will literally eat anything.
Really? I hate pasta.
Oh.
Isn't that wild? Like, I could literally live the rest of my days and never have pasta again.
That is crazy.
Right?
I don't know. I don't really have anything that I won't eat. I will basically try everything.
See, like, I won't eat shepherd's pie. I won't eat things like that. Like, meatloaf? Nope. No thanks.
A what?
Meatloaf.
Oh, meatloaf.
Yeah. Not like the singer, but the actual food.
I actually did meet meatloaf
once. You did?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I did. I talked to him for a really long time.
I would have loved to have seen him.
He was so nice.
I bet. He looked like he was a badass.
Yeah. He was.
You know? I mean, you literally took the words right out of my mouth.
He was.
Anyone?
Fun little fact into that segue.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? What did I ask you your least favorite food?
Yeah, I said I don't really know if I have one off the head.
What about your favorite food?
Ooh. One of my favorite foods would probably have to be like sushi.
Really?
Yes.
So like I only can do the California rolls. Does that count?
Eh, kind of. That's like beginner sushi.
I know, but I'm a big puss when it comes to sushi. Like I don't, you know, like you've already gotten me putting too many weird textures in my mouth with California rolls.
That's fair enough. You know? I don't really eat California rolls because I feel like they're boring.
Oh, excuse us. Yeah, well, Big Y makes the best spicy California rolls in the world, so.
But all power to those who love them.
Whatever, Blair.
I'm not making fun of you at all.
Whatever. Just go make your grilled cheese that I don't know how to make. And...
Oh, perfect.
Sushi, really? Huh.
Yeah, that's one of my top ones. Anything seafood, really.
Really?
I went through a big phase where I was craving oysters.
That's weird.
So weird, because that's not a big thing in Nashville.
Well, no.
But I would just... What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, there's no way you guys have, like, decent seafood out there, because you don't live... You're not near a fucking ocean.
Oh, we're nowhere near it. But right. I just went through a really big phase where I would go around town and try and find places with good oysters. And don't ask me why, but I'm from Texas. It's not like... I'm from West Texas. It's not like we get the freshest seafood anyways, so...
That's true.
It was fine by me.
Huh. Yeah, if you want good seafood, you got to come up here.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Whenever I'm in areas wherever there's, like, fresh seafood, that's basically all I eat
there. Yeah. Like, you know, there's a bunch of restaurants around here that, like, it's literally their seafood comes fresh off the boat every day.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
You know what I mean? So it's quality. It's good shit, you know? But I'm not a big seafood guy. Like, I can do fish and chip. I love that. Love it. I can do, like, scallops, either plain or wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
I don't like shrimp. I don't like, you know, shrimp cocktail. No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you're more of a picky eater.
Y'all, way so picky. So picky. Like, you know, I'm like a cheeseburgers, pizza, steak.
Chicken fingers.
Shut up. Listen. Listen. Yes, but give me a break here, girl.
Fair, I will.
Listen, I'm an only child, okay? I got babied until I was 28 years old.
I know plenty of people that are like that. It's fine.
Like, but like, I won't go to a restaurant and be like, well, I'll have the chicken fingers, you know?
That's all you eat.
I mean, I go to Applebee's and I get the boneless. I get the chicken finger platter with tossed and buff, but that's only there.
That's perfectly fine.
And everywhere else it has buffalo wings.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit. I mean, we don't have good Nashville hot chicken sandwiches around here, if that makes you feel any better.
Ooh. Yum.
Mm.
I haven't had hot chicken in a
hot minute.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about this conversation?
You're making me hungry now.
I know, right? That I had a conversation with another. Who was it? I don't remember. I had a conversation with another female artist about this exact thing. Like,
oh my God.
And like, we were talking about, she was like talking about all the great places in Nashville to go. And she's like, next time you're here, we're going to go to these places. And I'm like, yes, let's do that.
And I'm a big foodie.
Yeah.
Well, I like trying new places.
Yeah. Now, do you have like a, like when you say you get takeout, right? Is there a place where it's like, oh, Blair is fucking calling again for dinner?
There's a couple.
Nice.
There's an Italian place by my house in East Nashville called Nicoletto's, and it's so good. They make all their pasta fresh and all their sauce and everything. It's amazing.
Nice.
I even just get the mac and cheese, and it's the best mac and cheese I've ever had.
Oh, hold on. Pause. Sidebar. I'm not a big mac and cheese fan either.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
What do you eat?
I just told you the three things I eat. It's pizza, cheeseburgers, or steak. That's it. Or chicken fingers.
Okay. There you go. That's all you need, really.
That's right. I've got all the basic food groups. I like salad a lot.
Okay, that's good. Right. Some green.
Right. Some roughage.
Yeah, foliage.
Yeah, but my salads are like, you know, a little bit of lettuce, cucumbers, all the cheese I can find, ranch dressing until you can't see anything, and then half a bag of croutons. So
okay, there you go.
I'm not really sure if it's really a salad per se, but
ranch, you can't go wrong with ranch and croutons.
Nope.
But I'll usually go Nicoletto's or anything Asian food. I actually got pad thai to go for tonight. So
see, you lost me. I'm not a big nope.
That was my craving today, was some pad thai and wonton soup.
Oh, see, like that's never a craving for me. Never. Not once. Like, you know, my wife and my mother-in-law, like, they love Chinese food. Love it.
It's my favorites.
But like, I'm one of those people where like I could take it or leave it. Like, you know. Like if it's put in front of me, sure, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like what do I want today? Chinese food. Like, no. Nope.
Mine is usually go to is Mexican food if I'm gonna want anything.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
But it's hard to find good Mexican food here in Nashville.
Well, girl, you came from the fucking world of Mexican food.
I know. I miss it so much.
We have there's like a taco place not far from here that makes their own crunch wraps.
Oh, yum.
And they have this chicken crunch wrap. This place is called the Taco Shop. They have a chicken crunch wrap that is literally to die for.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. They put like banana peppers in it too.
Ooh.
Girl.
Okay, maybe
ooh, it's Taco Tuesday tomorrow. I hope work's buying lunch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Typically on Taco Tuesday, they buy lunch from this place. So
that's fun.
And their guac to die for.
Yum.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Yep.
That's usually my go-to.
Blair, we have literally talked about nothing this episode.
I know.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I have loved it.
It's great.
Love every second of this one because it's just real. You know what I mean? It's two friends just shooting the shit.
I know.
You know?
I love coming on this show. Right. It's so easy.
I feel like, you know, if I was of a different, if I spoke a different language, not that I shouldn't say it like that, but like if I was, you know, we could do our nails and.
I know.
It'd be great. get a bottle of wine. No, that sounds so but whatever, it's fun. Have a good time.
Love it.
So what else we got going on? What else do we want to talk about? We talked about our favorite foods.
We did.
We covered that.
Hold on. Oh, speaking of foods, how's Nashville's pizza scene? Hello? Blair.
So I think I would be totally remiss if I didn't mention our friends over at 10thWhiskey.com. That's 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirit Company. They're out of Vail, Colorado. Great, great friends of ours. We don't like bourbon here at the Boots and Whiskey Podcast, and they make the absolute best bourbon I've ever tasted in my entire life. And I'm not saying that because they've been great to us. They have the best bourbon, the best rye I've ever tasted in my entire life. So check them out, 10thWhiskey.com. Tell them the Boots and Whiskey Podcast sent you. Cheers.
That very well could have been me.
What did you do?
One of my friends started FaceTiming me, so I'm blaming him for that.
Oh, no, that's exactly what happened.
I should have put my phone on Do Not Disturb now.
That's fine.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. So I asked you about the pizza scene in Nashville. What's that like? Is there any good pizza out there?
There are some good places. My favorite is probably Five Points Pizza.
Okay.
It's also in East Nashville. It's amazing. That's probably my top. I also like, I get them mixed up. There's a DeSano's and a Donato's. It's too confusing.
Yeah.
I think it's DeSano's. They're both really good. But I also recently went to this new place. I like their pizza. It's like brick oven pizza. Like authentic Italian, I think an Italian family owns it. It's called Il Forno, and they have really good pizza and Italian food.
Nice.
So I'd say those are some of my top ones. It's pretty good. You have to know the right spots.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big Domino's fan.
Oh yeah, yes. Thank you for saying it.
Yeah, that's why I say it that way. So it sounds like it's actually really good when it's really not.
That's funny.
You know who else has really good pizza, believe it or not?
Where?
Ready? Tell me you're a parent without telling me. Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I haven't been in so long.
It's so good. I mean, it's expensive for what you get.
Really? But
yeah. Yeah. And it used to be much better. But, yeah, it's not bad.
Huh. Well, I don't know if I'll be going anytime soon, but.
Well, I think Walmart carries the Chuck E. Cheese pizza, but like the frozen, you know, the frozen ones, the big ones. Yeah. I think you can get that.
Okay. There's also nothing like a Costco pizza.
We don't have a lot of Costcos around here.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah?
Yeah, and cheap.
Oh.
And you can get like a large, large pizza for maybe $10.
Shut up.
It's massive.
Damn it.
It's so good.
I live in the wrong places.
I wasn't even a Costco person until I moved to Nashville because I don't think they had it yet in my hometown.
Now, okay, so Costco you have. What about BJ's? Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it, but we don't have that.
No, you don't have that? No. Yeah, that's the same kind of thing as Costco. I mean, they're kind of big up here, I guess. You know, that and we used to have a Sam's Club.
Yeah, we also have. I've known Sam's. Same thing.
The only Sam's Club we have around here is gone now. Didn't make it.
Oh man. It's kind of
scary. Yeah. Yep. Could have been the area it was in.
Yeah.
Who knows? Because it was in Worcester.
Oh, you know? Okay.
In the Woo.
Yep.
Blair, this is nuts. This is wrong.
I know, we've gone down a spiral here.
We have gone down a spiral. I don't even know like why you're here anymore.
Why am I here?
Right. Like, well, is there
what am I doing?
Are you trying to like plug something or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm starting a new fast food chain.
Yes. Oh.
Speaking of.
Hold on. Time out. This is my favorite question to ask anybody. And if you're listening to this episode right now and you're like, this is dumb.
If you've made it this far.
Okay. You've made it this far. Shut up and listen to the rest of it. If you could build the ultimate fast food restaurant, what would you take and put into it?
Like from other places?
Fuck yeah, you know it, girl.
Ooh, McDonald's fries.
Yes, 100%.
So good.
So good.
Probably probably Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Okay, okay.
And or sandwich. And honestly, I love Chick-fil-A, anything.
Chick-fil-A is fantastic.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if you've ever had it, but Raisin Cane's Texas Toast.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And and cane sauce.
Yeah. We actually just had a couple of Raisin Cane's pop up around here. I'm very excited about.
We finally got one here in Nashville, and I've been addicted.
What I want really bad is a In-N-Out burger.
I think we may be getting one of those, but it's still going to, I think it's going to be in Murfreesboro. So it's still going to be like 45 minutes for me. I'm realistic. Oh,
that's so fun.
Yeah, I'm not going to make that drive.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is good. Let's see, what else?
Maybe, ooh, I do also love a good Whataburger burger.
Yeah, we don't have those.
We finally got that too.
We don't have that.
They're slowly bringing stuff here that I had in Texas, so that's nice.
Yeah, they're slowly bringing stuff up here too, which is nice as well. Okay, we missed Arby's fries though.
Curly fries?
The best.
I would say that there. So there's also a fast food. It's like, it's hard to explain because it's actually it's so good. It's to go or like fast food Mexican, but not like Taco Bell. Like,
I was just gonna say that's Taco Bell.
No, like 1,000 times better.
Qdoba?
Oh, ew, I don't like Qdoba. It's way better than Qdoba. But it's not like a Chipotle. It's like they have like tacos, burritos, chalupas, quesadillas, nachos, all of that stuff. It's called Taco Villa, and it's only, I want to say it's only around like West Texas. They may have some in Dallas too. Maybe. I know for sure Lubbock and like Midland, but it's only a small area. And they have the best curly fries.
Huh.
Better than Arby's.
Oh.
It's so good.
Damn.
I always tell my roommate, I crave that too. That's probably one of the biggest things I miss about home is Taco Villa. Every time I go there, I go back. I have to immediately go there.
Now, out of the big, I'll say three, right? McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, right? Who has the best burgers?
I honestly like McDonald's.
Girl, I'm a big McDonald's guy.
Me too. Do people still go to Burger King? That's legit.
I mean, I do, but Burger King is so expensive.
The one here, I never go to Burger King. The one here, I feel like I never see a line at.
No?
I don't know.
Huh. No,
there's not many of them.
Burger King is never busy around here. Never.
Okay.
You know, but it's like, and honestly, I think it's just because of how expensive it is.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Because it's like, there's an area not far from where I live, and there's like a McDonald's, a Burger King, and a Wendy's, like, boom, 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 right next to each other. And you go by at lunchtime or whatever, and it's like when McDonald's drive-through is packed, Wendy's is packed, Burger King, you can drive right up.
Oh, well, hey, at least you don't have to wait in line.
That's true.
That's a plus. That's
and I love the Whopper. The Whopper is a great sandwich.
Yeah, I like, out of those three, I would say McDonald's.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just get a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yep. Yep. That's
my go-to.
Yep. Of Royale with cheese.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, they have some good their shakes are good too.
Yeah, I forget what they're called there. McFlurries.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That's what it is.
Yep. God, we are like fat kids like just screaming to get out.
I know. Oh my gosh, we keep spiraling.
Right. So, all right, let's spiral into something else now. Let's talk about whiskey because we started to last time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what happened. Either I was sick of talking to you or you were sick of talking to me or I had to do something. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember either. But, like, we started to get into it and we're like, shit, we got to go. Somebody's going to go. But yeah. We started talking about it. Let's talk about what's some of your favorites? What are you drinking right now?
Whiskey?
Yeah, no, fucking canned water.
Whiskey. I would say, so I actually, kind of for the song release, I partnered with this local whiskey brand here in Nashville. It's women owned and it's called Happenstance.
Ooh, I have some of that.
You do?
I do.
I know, it's a cute bottle too.
It is. It's a but great.
For me, it's a thing I like.
Yeah, it's a great 1920s logo.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of just got in touch with them, and I guess they've given me sent me some whiskey, and I met up with them, and they kind of did some stuff for my song, at least just like supported me as an artist, which is great. So I tried their whiskey, and it's really good. I actually have plans. I'm gonna do like a little cocktail making video, and I want to try making a whiskey espresso martini.
Huh.
I've never really had one, but I've heard it's good.
That's interesting.
Yeah, my friend bartends here too. Well, he kind of like manages, runs this bar. Oh, the bar that I actually was in all of my promotional video for Whiskey Proof and the song cover, Martha's. I asked him, because I bartended like a few years, like in college and stuff, but it had been a while. So I asked him for a good recipe for an espresso martini, and he said that you can really use any liquor you want. So I want to try out a whiskey espresso martini.
That sounds pretty damn good.
Yep. I'm going to make a video about it. So,
I can't wait. I can't wait for that.
But I like their whiskey. And then I'm trying to think what else is really good. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking off of the head. It's not Angel's Envy. Angel's Envy is pretty good though. I've recently started getting into drinking more whiskey. Buffalo Trace is good.
Yeah, it is.
I like Buffalo Trace. Especially Old Fashioned. I think Buffalo Trace Old Fashions is what I would usually get. I'm not like super picky, to be honest. I wouldn't say I'm a whiskey connoisseur. So if you put it in front of me, I'll probably try it.
Nice.
Do you have any favorites? At the moment, maybe?
At the moment? I'm not going to lie to you, Blair. With all the things I've been going through in the last month and a half, 2 months, I've been trying not to drink.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? We'll get real talk, okay? We've talked about everything else. Why the fuck not, right? Last year, I battled some pretty heavy mental health shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my marriage was on the rocks at the beginning of last year. It seemed to have gotten better over the last year or so. And now it has taken a turn again. And with all the divorce stuff and all that going on, I know me and I know how much I like my whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm that kind of whiskey drinker where it's like, oh, one goes down, another goes down, and another goes down.
Yeah.
So I'm just afraid.
Mm-hmm. No, that
you know, I don't have much of an addictive personality, but when I'm sad, like I have been, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I've been kind of in the same boat. I've been trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Take a little bit of a step back.
I got you.
It's also hard when you get older. It's not as fun.
Blair, shut up. Shut up. When you get older. I don't want to hear it. What did you do? What did you just turn 22 like last week?
No, I wish.
How old are you?
27.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were way younger than that.
Not all the time, which is great. I'll take it.
Right. Well, you've got that. You just got that southern charm, girl. You know, with your blonde hair and your smile.
Yep, that's me.
Oh boy.
But yeah, I feel that. It's, I don't know, I go through phases.
Yeah.
I did let loose yesterday, so that was fun.
Well, yeah, you got to. Every now and again, you got to. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, there was like a week ago, a buddy of mine and I went out and played trivia, and I got fucking schnooked.
Oh, trivia can do that to you, too.
Yeah. Yep. And like, and then I won, and then we won. Like, we kicked ass.
Nice.
That's it was always, awesome.
It was hard.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I host trivia, too.
Oh, fun.
So, like, you know, it was kind of an unfair advantage.
I've always thought that would be a fun job.
It is. You know, I do it a couple of nights a week.
Okay.
It's fun. I mean, it is what it is.
Next time I make it up that way, I'll have to come to a trivia night.
You should. Oh, my God. That'd be awesome. That'd be fun. I will ask questions and you can yodel.
Oh, perfect.
It'll be awesome.
I'll be the guest, the musical guest.
Right. Yeah. Here it is. Gordon Ramsay's, Mason Ramsay's, you know, dynamic duo partner.
There we go.
It'll be awesome. So Blair, I don't know what the fuck happened in this conversation. but I was here for it. And I appreciate
me too.
I appreciate the hell out of you for literally just shooting the shit with me tonight. It's been awesome.
I know. That was fun.
It was so fun. Like, damn. Like, we should do this like every, I don't know. What has it been, 4 months?
Yeah.
Since you were here last? Yeah. Like, every 4 months, it'll be like the Blair and Jim just like talk about whatever.
I know. Do a takeover episode.
You should. We should do that. What the fuck? Why not?
Every quarter. I could talk for hours.
Every quarter, you're going to come on and be like, all right, what are we talking about today?
I love that.
I think it's a great idea. I honest to God think it's a great idea.
That sounds fun.
But you can't do it with the other one. I will blow it if you fucking.
You called it first.
Okay, that's right.
There you go.
She was mine first, damn it. that's awesome.
That's funny.
All right. Blair, I'm going to, it's getting to be bedtime here in the East Coast.
And it's late.
You know, and I have Boots and Whiskey podcast emails, like, up my ass. People like, can we get this one scheduled? And like, I just haven't felt it. You know what I mean? I haven't.
Yeah, you've had a lot going on.
You know, when you're sad and depressed and, you know.
Yeah, well, hopefully things, you know, I know that's hard.
Yeah.
I hope things.
Yeah.
I was having a. It's been an interesting past few months, so I feel.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not even. I mean, even just mental health stuff in general. That's not really something I've really fully dealt with, but
yeah,
I've been feeling it the past few months, so I understand.
Yeah. You know, and it just sucks because it's like, you know, I love going to therapy. Like, it's literally my favorite day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like I thought I was doing so good with the things I was supposed to be doing.
Yep.
You know, and it just, it's, you know, the asking for divorce was not out of left field. You know, like, when you're in that situation, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But it was like, I thought things were getting better, mm-hmm. you know. But anyway,
well,
enough of that.
I'll be thinking
that
could be, of you.
That'll be the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
How to deal with mental health with
I'm all for it actually.
Let's do it.
Been something that I've been really getting into recently. So
yeah, let's do it. That'll be the next one because I think it's important.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck it. We're just going off the rails. Like, we're not even a whatever.
I know.
This is awesome.
Well, nice to be back and chat with you.
Yeah, same here.
Had a lot of fun.
Same here. Me too. And we'll no, I'm serious though. We will do these little episodes. More often.
Yay, let me know. That actually may be perfect because
this
next song I'm working on will probably be coming out in just a couple months. So
sweet. Then it'll be perfect. We'll pretend like we care about your song and then talk about mental health.
There we go. Great.
You know? It'll be great. All right. Blair, tell everybody about whatever that whiskey song is you fucking sing.
So we're back to that now. I just released my new song Whiskey Proof. Y'all make sure to check it out.
I'm sorry, I just sounded like the biggest asshole and I was doing it in like a teasing way.
No, I get what you were saying.
All right.
I didn't take offense to it.
Good.
Don't worry.
Good.
But yeah, y'all go check out Whiskey Proof. It's out on anywhere that you listen
anywhere you listen, all streaming services, go check it out. Would appreciate it, and hope you like it. Thanks for having me on the show. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, anytime. And whiskey glasses or whatever it is. That
whiskey proof.
Whatever. It is honest to God your best song today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And actually, I'm actually gonna put on whiskey glasses right now while I finish these emails.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. What's that Morgan Wallen song?
Whiskey proof.
What? I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you. I'm kidding.
It is. I have had someone get that confused. So I'm
really?
Yes.
People are dumb.
I know.
All right. Well, now I'll go to McDonald's now.
Yum. Go do it. Go get a burger and fries.
I might.
Or what is it? McFlurry.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
No, there's too much shit in that. Like, just give me ice cream.
It is a lot.
You know? All right, Blair. I'm going.
Okay. Well, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Until next time, let me know.
Absolutely. I know. I'm like dead ass serious.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to text you when we get off of this call and be like, all right, when do you think's a good time?
Let's do it.
All right.
Sounds great. Have a good night.
All right, bud. Good night. Bye.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Our conversation with Blair, as you know, as I say it every week, Blair, you know, thank you so much for being on and just being you, you know. Next time you're gonna yodel. This is then episode 3 with Blair Elbert will have yodeling. And if not, then we won't have an episode 4. No, I'm kidding. But thank you so much. It means the world. Again, like I said, thank you everybody for being here. Check out our socials, Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Bootsandwhiskeyentertainment.com is the website. Like I said at the beginning, 1,000 Horses Thursday. Follow us along for coverage of that. Hopefully, we're going to try to get an interview with them. We'll see. If not, next Tuesday's interview is going to be with the princess of country music. I'm not going to give you who it is, but another great, great conversation you're not going to want to miss. So really, thank you guys. And until next time, you know, check out our socials, you know, interact, say hello, whatever. You know, because here it's all about real people, real stories, real country. That's all we want is just real, real, real. So we appreciate you so much. And until next week, guys, thank you so much. Enjoy your week, enjoy your weekend, and be good to each other. Cheers.